Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, I could hardly believe the other day when I saw a commercial for back to school. Could it be that time already? Well, even if you don't have kids at home going back to school, most of us tend to still feel that, I don't know, second half of the year kind of awakening in our inner clocks. You know, many of you in your work have workplace projects that ramp up in the second half of the year when corporate budget dollars kick in or need to be spent. And many of you in your direct sales work look to the fall season or the second half of the year as the time to really, I don't know, kick it up a notch with your sales activity. You know, oftentimes we use this time of year, this kind of back-to-school time of year, even though we're grown adults now, but we still have that sort of inner clock. We use this time of year to evaluate our progress on our year's goals. You know, the ones that we set clear back in January, how are they going? You know, both personal and workplace related. It's just a good time to sort of assess and to look for areas to make adjustments and to, well, kick it up a notch so that we see the success by the end of the year that we desire. So to support us all in that endeavor as we launch into that second half of the year, we're going to take the next couple of weeks during our Bible study time to study the prayer of a man who also decided that he was ready to make adjustments in his life to be able to, well, kick it up a notch. The name of the man that we'll be studying in the next couple weeks is Jabez, and he is known to us for his powerful yet simple prayer, and it's found in 1 Chronicles 4, and it's only two verses, 9 and 10, and yet so powerful. 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. And God granted his request. I don't know about you, but that gives me goosebumps. That God granted his request. Oh, what did Jabez pray? How did he pray? How did this come about? Well, here's what we know. In the beginning of Jabez's life, things were not rosy. The beginnings were not a positive beginning for him. His name, Jabez, means pain or sorrow. And that tells us that his mother experienced some type of physical or emotional pain, maybe both, at his birth, thus his name. But Jabez had to carry that name all of his life, a constant reminder that he was associated with pain or with sorrow, things that were negative. But even though things didn't begin well for Jabez, he learned as a young Hebrew boy, he learned that he serves a God who delivers his people from negative things. Jabez had learned as a young boy about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, about Joseph, about Moses, and the God who delivers. And so Jabez made up his mind that regardless of how badly things may have started out, it didn't matter because he served the God who could deliver him from all of that. So Jabez dedicated himself to God and to knowing God and the God of deliverance. And then Jabez boldly asked God for favor upon his life, for favor. Jabez had a deep relationship with God. He had come to know God as a young boy. He understood that God was a God of deliverance. So he wasn't a stranger to God in prayer at all. And so here as an adult man, we find him boldly asking God for God's favor. And you see in Jabez's prayer that Jabez asked God for four things, the first of which Jabez asked that God would bless Jabez. Now, first blush, that may sound like, well, that sounds a little selfish. Aren't we supposed to, like, bless each other? Not ask for blessing, but no. We misunderstand. Jabez was not asking for what he on his own power could do. He was asking God to bless him with what only God could do, the supernatural power of God. Jabez so deeply desired a relationship with God so that Jabez's life would not reflect pain or sorrow as what was expected of him, his name. No, he deeply desired that his life would be blessed in a way that he could accomplish far more than he could ever expect on his own through the supernatural blessing and power of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jabez knew what he was capable of doing on his own. You know, we're like that. We know what we can do on our own. Most of the time, the reason we don't do it is it's lack of self-discipline, but not lack of ability. Jabez wasn't asking for that. He was asking God to bless him. When we ask God to bless us, we're asking for more than we could ever do on our own, as only God could. Oh, do you have such a deep desire for the second half of this year? Do you have such a deep desire that it would be blessed, that you would know God in such a way so deeply that you would ask for God's supernatural blessing on your life, on your work, on your business, on your mission field? Oh, I hope so. Oh, gosh, I hope that we're all going to be like Jabez and draw near to God. Draw into a deep relationship with him. Remember, he is a God of deliverance. That no matter how the beginning of this year started, good or bad or indifferent, or how the beginning of this week or the beginning of this day or the beginning of this life might have been for you, we serve the God of deliverance, and he can deliver us and will if we but ask him, as Jabez did, to bless us indeed. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.